It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101, where we give you the 411 on your 911. And 911 is appropriate because today we are talking about stroke awareness. And there's a huge campaign that you have to act fast if you're having a stroke. So if you or a loved one notice any facial drooping, any arm weakness, slurred speech, or tingling and numbness, that could be the sign of a stroke. So I want to welcome back Dr. Steven Anderson, our expert, to talk about strokes. So who's at risk for getting a stroke? I mean, it can happen at any age, but who are the people that might be at higher risk that should think about stroke?
Well, I think the take-home lesson is it's the same group that are at risk for heart attacks. The things that you want to worry about with your risk factors are high blood pressure, smoking, high cholesterol, obesity, diabetes, and obviously anyone who's had a previous stroke or previous heart disease, particularly things called atrial fibrillation or an irregular heartbeat, or family history of stroke and heart disease. So if people ask me, well, what am I going to do to try to prevent a stroke? Pay attention to your risk factors. Watch your blood pressure, quit smoking, manage your cholesterol and your diabetes, take your heart medicines. Those are the same group of risk factors.
And those, but more specifically, those especially are important risk factors for people with the type of stroke that we call thrombotic or a blood clot. The same way you get a blood clot in the vessels in your heart, the arteries that go to your brain, you can get a clot develop. And those are those types of strokes, correct?
Correct. Exactly.
So there is a subset of people, you know, that have what you called a bleeding stroke, where a blood vessel gets weakened, and that's some of those risk factors are a little bit different, aren't they?
They are a little bit different. It's a smaller group that has vascular abnormalities. Particularly the high-risk group for that are people that are on medicines that thin their blood.
Right, but also there are some people that have family histories of strokes at younger ages because they have these little aneurysms or, you know, which is like a little pouch, a thinned out blood vessel pouch in the brain, and those can leak and bleed. And then there is a small subset. We talked about that young woman who ended up having a migraine, which is similar symptoms to a stroke because it is called a vascular headache. So the blood vessels kind of contract before a migraine sometimes, and then you see those similar symptoms. And they might have a slight increased risk in stroke, too. Isn't that true, young women that have migraines?
That is true. That's a small subset again. And so I think it's really critical, and boy, I don't know how many times you've said this on your program, know your history when you go to the hospital. Know what medications you're on. Know what your risk factors are.
Right. And the biggest thing, you know, same thing with when we see women with heart attacks coming in, younger women, one of the biggest risk factors, and we can't reiterate enough, is smoking probably. And it's the same with stroke. Women, young women that might have migraines, might not, but smoke, their risk factor for stroke goes up. And smoking is one of the easiest things to prevent, right? You can't change your family history.
Exactly. You got your genes, and you can do a real good job of managing your medications that you're put on, but the one thing you can do right now is put down the cigarettes.
Right. So let's talk about, so we are telling people, you know, this is a brain attack. You have these symptoms or someone has these symptoms, you need to call 911 and get to the hospital. So tell people, let's let people in a little bit, so what to expect and what happens and how it's different, how we can actually treat stroke today.
So stroke is critically time dependent. A lot of the interventions we've got have a window of time that we can really utilize them, and depending on the type of stroke and how you present, that number may be 3 hours, 4.5 hours, maybe out to 6 or more hours. But if indeed you have one of these blood clots that forms in the blood vessel, what we've now realized is if you dissolve that blood clot and allow the blood to then flow again through the vessel, you can reperfuse those brain cells and prevent the brain cell from dying. So when we have someone come to the emergency department, the first 45 minutes is all about differentiating and determining, could it be one of these bleeding strokes or could it be a blood clot stroke? And if it's the blood clot stroke, then we want to find out if they're a candidate to get rid of that blood clot. And again, there's a time window. So the other thing we want people to be aware of, which is unique to the stroke, is when was the last time this person was normal? And we want people to fixate on that normal time period. So you're talking at lunch and it's 1:15 and all of a sudden the person across from you slurs their speech, their face droops. Mark the watch at 1:15 because we're time dependent. So you're going to be in the emergency department off to a CAT scan to determine if it could be bleeding or the blood clot stroke. We're going to be checking things like your blood sugar. We're going to be trying to find out if you have history of migraines, other risk factors that could go into this to see if we could give you a medicine to dissolve away that blood clot, the clot buster medicine. But it's time dependent and it's not for everyone. It's for a limited number of people. But it can be an actual, if you will, a miracle drug if it dissolves the blood clot and brings back their function.
Right. And then want to mention briefly with the few minutes that we have left, there's something called a TIA, which people call a mini stroke, and a regular stroke. Because just because you have these symptoms when you come into the ER and maybe it's not enough time to bust up the clot, it might be something like a transient kind of mini stroke, which should be a warning to you too, right?
Right. The same sort of pathology, but the symptoms can go away. And if they go away, that's not to be ignored because you have the risk at least 20% in the next year of having a major stroke that won't have symptoms go away. So we take TIAs every bit as serious as we take acute strokes.
Right. So the important thing is that is a warning, and it is time to change your lifestyle and take care of some of those risk factors if you do have one of these mini strokes. And that's to say, even if you don't make it to the ER, the symptoms resolve, it means you need to go in and get checked because there are tests that they can do in the arteries to look for clots and things.
Absolutely. This is not something to ignore. If all the symptoms go away, you want to contact your doctor, you want to be in to see your doctor, your primary care doctor, as soon as possible, or you still want to go to the emergency department to have the evaluation started, probably in a more expeditious fashion.
Right. So you're saying, so say somebody, you know, told their family member, you know, last night had all this weird numbness in my face and I couldn't use my arm and I kept dropping things. I was clumsy, but I felt better this morning. You should still make sure this person gets taken to the ER for an evaluation.
We do those evaluations every day. We do them more efficiently and quicker than in any other realm. So I would encourage people to come to the emergency department for that.
Yeah, that is a really good point. I mean, there was a British study that found 11% of those people that had TIAs went on within a week, if not treated, because there are aspirins and blood thinners and things that people sometimes can take, even if they have a TIA, so they can go on to a full-blown stroke. So that's an emergency, too. So it's important to know your symptoms, know your numbers like cholesterol and blood pressure. And if you have any of these, the key is to act fast and get to an emergency department to be checked out.